For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I think trailers are a lot like boats. Like with boats, I think the happiest days of a trailer owner's life are the day he buys it and the day he sells it. If you do anything outdoors, you probably have at least one trailer. Most hunters, hikers, campers, and other outdoors enthusiasts I know have several. I'm no exception. Currently, I have a little camper I can take to the woods or stay in on hunting or fishing trips, and it works pretty well for going to the rodeos I photograph, too. But if I want to take anything else along, like a four-wheeler or a horse, I'm out of luck. I have to take either the horse in the horse trailer and have no camper, or take the camper and have no horse. And then there's our horse trailer. All we have at the moment is a rusty old two-horse bumper pull horse trailer. It's in rough enough shape that we actually don't even want to put a horse in it. Usually it serves as the pig trailer during the times of the year when we need to go get pigs for 4-H or take them to the fair. But now our son's getting into showing cattle, so we need something that's big enough for him to get his steers and heifers into and durable enough to handle the crazy heifer he's raising for the Nile show in October. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm on my way to Kansas to look at a stock trailer that also has a tack compartment that'll hold all the cattle show and stuff Colby needs to haul to the shows. I'm hoping this trailer's tack room might work as a tent on wheels, too. I don't need a kitchen or a bathroom. Heck, it's a stock trailer. The stock area will work as a bathroom. But if it'll work for Colby's cattle and let me have a place to sleep and a way to get my horses to the hills, so much the better. It always helps to find a trailer that'll serve multiple purposes. Either that or win the lottery. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.